Yom Yerushalmi, corresponding to Yom HaBavli, Daf Zayin, we begin Yerushalmi on Daf Gimel Amad Aleph, on the seventh line, Miluim Ma Hayu, Korban Yochid, or Korban Sibo. Were the Korbanos of the Miluim a individual's Korban or a public Korban? Imadichiv, Beif Mechaw, and one of his Yedeim, Arvish Ha'il, Hadamah, Korban Yochid. And since the Pasuk says, there in Perek Ches Pasuk Chof Beis, and Aaron and his sons rested their hands on the head of the ram, it teaches that they were a private korban because we don't do smicha on public korbanos. V'hatani korban sivo. You can ask a question that the Baisa teaches that they were a public korban. Amavidi nisnadru sivo amasim lahem. Avidi answered that the sivo volunteered them and handed them over to Aaron and his sons. Miluim meichan lamdu minakarbonus amimaseh breishis. The Gemara asks that Aaron and his sons were commanded to stay in the Mishkan for 7 days. From where do we learn the days of the Miluim? From Karbonus or from the creation of the world? In Tema minakarbonus, halayla hoylech achayim. In Tema maseh breishis, hayim hoylech achalayla. If you will say that we learn from Karbonus, the night follows the day, it's considered part of the previous day. If you say that we learn from the creation of the world, the day follows the night, and each day begins from the previous night. In Tema min HaKarbonos, Laila Achroin, Ein Loi Yoim. In Tema Maaseh Breishis, Yoim Rishoin, Ein Loi Laila. If you'll say that we learn from the Karbonos, then the last night after seventh day has no day following it, during which they must stay in Oil Moed. If you say that we learn from the creation of the world, the first day has no night before it. Haman Taninan, Eilu Moshchim, Beilu Manichim, Metavchu, Shalzeh, Besad Tavchu, Shalzeh, Shuneemar, Lifanai Tomid, I should say, Rabbi Yossi Oime, Af Eilu Nutlin, Ve'elu Manichim, Af Zeh, Haisa Tomid. The Mishnah says that these pool, means the Lechem Pono last week off the Shulchan, and these place, means the other people place the new Lechem on it immediately, and the Tefach of this is next to the Tefach of that, as it says, Lefanai Tomid, it must be Lechem on the Shulchan at every moment. If he says, even if these remove, and right afterwards, those ones place, then this is also called Tomid. Now we can infer that our Mishnah, the first time who argues with Rabbi Yossi is Rabbi Meir. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moide Rabbi Yossi, say she in Pirku, Es HaYishana, B'Shachwis, L'Sidrus, HaChadosh Rabbin HaAvayim, if you say she'ein zu tomid. Rabbi Yochanan says that Rabbi Yossi agrees if they remove the old bread in the morning and erase the new one in the afternoon, this is not considered tomid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Yeshivas Aaron and Vonov, Lamad of Yossi, command the tame of Yeshivas Aaron and Vonov, Sachshim Soy Yoim, Lalila, Velila, Layoim, Hacha, Sachshim Soy Yoim, Lalila, Velila, Layoim. Yochan said that Yossi learned from Aaron and his sons dwelling in the Omoyed, just like you say about Aaron and his sons dwelling, one must transfer from day to night and from night to day while they are dwelling Pesach Omoyed, the entrance to the Omoyed. Also here, the Lechem upon him must be on the Shulchan, and the transfer from day to night and from night to day. Rechia bar Shisei Yosef Amar Mekeven Shemasa Yom Lelaila Dayo. Rechia Yosef said since Lechem was on the Shulchan at the transfer from day to night, that suffices even if the Shulchan was empty shortly afterwards until late the next afternoon. This is still called Tomid. Ma'ama Rechia Yosef Yeshivas Aaron Ivanov. What would Rechia by Yosef say about Aaron and his sons dwelling in the courtyard of the Mishkan? Ma in Teman Shekosav by Tomid at Amma Mekan Shemasa Yom Lelaila Dayu Kan Shein Kosav by Tomid like Oshakin. Now this is if there the Lechem upon him that it's written Tomid, you say that since he transferred from day to night it suffices. Here that it's not written Tomid, all the more so. Ashachis Amar Al Daitit of Yochanan Haya Shom she say Abayse Amidos Veshloishesre Pirukin Al Daitit of Chirba Yosef Haya Shom she say Sheva Amidos Veshisha Pirukin. So, in consequence, it's found that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the Mishkan needed to be assembled at every transition from day to night and vice versa, so it was assembled 14 times and dismantled 13 times, the last time it was left standing. According to Rabbi Yosef, it was assembled 7 times and dismantled 6 times. Tani kol shiras yimei ha'miluim, haya moishech es ha'mishkan, ma'midoi, v'falkoi, v'sodei olav, es ha'avodos, v'yem ha'shmini, ha'midoi, v'lei pirku. Vice says all 7 days of the Miluim, Moshe anointed the Mishkan, assembled it and dismantled it, and did the avodas on it. On the eighth day, he assembled it and did not dismantle it. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Af Beyom HaShmini, Hamidoi, Emoshchoi, Rapiokol. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda says that even on the eighth day, he assembled it, anointed it, and dismantled it. Amar Bezeiro Zeisameres, Shehakomas HaLayla, Psula Lavi Asayim. Bezeiro infers that this teaches that he holds that was what was assembled at night is possible for Avodah of the day. If not, there was no reason to dismantle it on the eighth day. Ashachis Amal died to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, Hoya Sham, say Esim ba'achas amidos ve'esim pirukim adaitu derichi by Yosef Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda hayasham, and she say arba esrei amidos u'shleishesrei pirukim. So therefore, it's found that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda holds that it was assembled 21 times and dismantled 20 times. Each day was assembled before dawn and dismantled and assembled for the sake of averes hayom, and dismantled and assembled before night. According to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosi by Yehuda holds it was assembled 14 times and dismantled 13 times. Minayin lepirukim, what's the source that they dismantled it during the miluim? Mevzeira, vayi bayim klois Moshe lahakim es hamishkan, bayim shekalu hakim oisav. Mevzeira answers that the pasuk in Bamidbar Zayin pasuk Aleph, and it was on the day that Moshe completed standing, erecting the Mishkan, and it means it was on the day that he completed his constructions.